This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be talking about five reasons why the narcissist's new supply doesn't believe you. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back, folks. Yes. This is, y'all, should you reach out to the narcissist's new supply? I'm going to go ahead and say probably not. You know, most times the answer to their question is going to be no, unless there's some physical danger, some kids, some things going on with children. You know what I mean? If you catch my drift, something like that. If you want to try to warn them to get ahead of it and whatnot, to try to protect children and try to protect them, I get that. But even if you do that, there's no guarantee that the new supply is going to believe you, or they're going to trust you or anything like that, or they're going to just take your advice. So this is going to be the top five reasons, and there could be more. There's absolutely going to be more, y'all. Let's just keep it real. There's going to be more reasons. But this is my top five reasons, right, why the narcissist new supply won't believe you if you so choose to reach out to them. Okay? The number one reason is they don't care. But let's keep it real, y'all. Some people do not care about the narcissist or toxic person's past. That was in the past. They haven't done it to me. They don't seem like that. They just don't care to hear from the ex. You know, they might try to rationalize it in their heads because they might have had a toxic ex themselves and whatever happened. You know, they try to rationalize it in their heads and whatnot. So they absolutely do not care what you have to say, no matter what it is pertaining to about the narcissist or whatever in their past. They don't care. Physical abuse, something going on with children. Let's be real. Some people don't care. Well, I don't have kids, so I don't care. You know, that might be in the past, and I don't even have kids, so I don't even care if that happened, you know. And I know how people are, and people lie, da da da, blah blah blah, boo boo boo, bee bee bee. So some people absolutely, truly, just do not care what you have to say. They don't know you, they don't trust you, so it doesn't really matter if you reach out, because they're going to shut you down immediately anyway, you know. Or they might entertain you for a little while, get some information from you, and then share it with the narcissist. You just gave them information. You see what I'm saying? Now you just gave them information and whatnot. But that happens quite a bit. There's a lot of detail involved in that and whatnot as well. So it happens right there, y'all. The second reason, number two, that narcissists, the new supply, might not believe you is they think that you want them back. Pardon the interruption. Just want to let you know that I do have courses and support groups available as well. Courses to help you understand what you went through, and support groups to help you during or after the toxic relationship. Link in the description. Now back to the video. They think that you are still in love with that narcissist or toxic person, and that you're just reaching out to try to break them up, right? You're just reaching out because you want this person back into your life. You might have just had a kid with them, you know, and you want your family back together. Because that's how it goes sometimes. When people break up, sometimes they want to get back together. So they're assuming, they're just going on an assumption, that you can go back to number one. They don't care, because they think that you want them back. They really, truly think that you want them back. Like, you're just a bitter ex and whatnot, and you don't want to see them happy, and you might be crazy, whatever it is in this situation right here. They just think that you are reaching out to me because you want me to leave them because you want them back into your life. You want your boyfriend back. You want your husband back. You want your girlfriend back. You want your wife back. You want your, whoever this person is. You know, you want your best friend back. You want your favorite employee back. You know what I mean? Whatever it is. They just think that you want them back. So they don't believe you. It's just like, in one ear, out the other. It's not, it's either they don't believe you or it doesn't matter. They don't care. You know, the reason number one is going to be big in this one right here, y'all. But yeah, they just don't give a damn. I mean, like, don't care. And they just think that you want them back. That's just the simple crux of it right there, y'all. The third reason is that the narcissist has already planted seeds and they believe the narcissist. And they have, you know what I mean? They have become a flying monkey for the narcissist. So the narcissist, toxic person, whoever, has already got into their ear, has predicted that you're going to reach out. The narcissist has already thought about it like, oh, my ex is kind of crazy. They're going to end up reaching out. They're going to end up reaching out to them and talking to them. So let me go ahead and get ahead of it. So they will preemptively talk to the new supply about the possibility of you reaching out. They'll talk to them about the possibility of you reaching out and saying something to them, right? They will absolutely do that. That's the mindset right there. They just, okay, they're going to reach out, so I need to be prepared. That's where it goes. They're going to reach out to me. They're going to reach out to my new supply, so I need to go ahead and plant these seeds. Hey, my ex might reach out to you, and she crazy as hell, just so you know. Hey, my ex might reach out to you, and he is out of his mind. He's gonna say the worst things about me. He's gonna say the most horrible, wretched things about me. He's gonna say I was a liar. She's gonna say I was a cheater. She's gonna say I beat her up. She's gonna say I stole some money. She's gonna say I was a bum. She's gonna say all of this. I need you to not believe her because I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. I want you. And she's going to make stuff up because she wants me back. You see? Go back to number two. She wants me back. Or he wants me back. We know women can be narcissists too, y'all. But like, yeah. But that's how it goes right there. She wants me back. So this is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to do. You know, that's the mindset. That's the dynamic. That's really how it goes right there. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, they will already plant these seeds that you are crazy, that you might be a narcissist, that you're jealous, that you're bitter, that you're a stalker, that you're obsessive, that you are dangerous. So guess what happens when you reach out? You just, it's kind of like this kind of like, you just make it come true. It really, really is. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. I already told you my ex is going to reach out. And then guess what happens? My ex reaches out and pretty much confirms everything I said by accusing me. I already told you what they're going to say, and they said it. So the new supply believes me. So that's the third reason right there why the narcissist new supply won't believe you. That doesn't care because they don't believe the narcissist. The narcissist already planted that seed. So you reaching out could actually make the new supply trust the narcissist more. That's just the way it goes right there, y'all. The fourth reason, not the last, one more after this, is that the new supply knows you. The new supply knows who you are. This is your friend. This is your family member. This is your brother or sister. This is your mom or your dad, you know. The new supply already knows who you are. They know about your relationship. But I mean, they might have been friends with you and been around y'all as a couple and seen the toxicity, seen the abuse, seen everything that was going on. And they know who you are. So they don't, like, at the end of the day, they're not going to believe it. They're going to blame you. So you reaching, like I said, you reaching out to the new supply in this circumstance right here just for feels, like, because they already know you. So they don't really care. They don't believe you. They think you want them back. All this, you see, this reason compiles all the other reasons. They don't care what you have to say because they already know who you are, right? They don't care. They took your man. They took your girl or whatever. They took your wife or whatever in this situation. And then they think that you want them back because it's the mentality. That's the mindset that a lot of them go through. And then they are going to believe the narcissist because they want the narcissist, right? They want to be with them. So if I want to be with them, if I want them, then that's the way it's going to go right there. You mean that's the space it's going to be in. So the new supply knows you. They're already familiar with the dynamics of your relationship. So if you reach out to them, they already know you. They already know what to expect. You know, and this right here ties into the last reason, the number five reason. They know you, right? or they don't know you. The fifth reason is they just think they're better than you, y'all. The new supply doesn't care. They think that they are more qualified for this person than you are or ever will be. The new supply could, you know what I mean? Let's be realistic. The new supply could also be a narcissist or toxic person themselves, right? So they just think they're better than you. They think they're entitled to your man. They think they're entitled to your girl because they just are. I'm better than you. I'm more qualified for this person than you are. Sorry it happened to you, but it won't happen to me. Hey, that was in the past. It hasn't happened. They haven't done that to me yet. They haven't shown me those signs. Maybe they just did you that way. Sorry you feel that way. Sorry it happened to you. Sorry you went through that, but I'm not going to go through that. So that's part of it right there. So that's why I would just tell people in these spaces and whatnot that that's how it would go. So I would tell people, I would just warn people that sometimes the new supply just think that they're better than you. They got your person and they think that person is going to treat them better than they ever treated you. They think that person is going to be better to them than they were ever to you. So that happens a lot. So before you reach out to the new supply, before you do that and just sometimes you end up embarrassing yourself, just think about this list right here. Because again, you might be reaching out to a super flying monkey or another narcissist. They get together, right? And I'll throw in a bonus reason right here. The new supply knows you and they hate you. They are jealous of you. So they don't care. If you reach out, they don't believe you. And they don't care because they hate you. The new supply is not your best friend or your person. They know you, but they're an enemy of yours. They're like what the kids say these days. They are one of your ops. They are an op. Well, that's the mindset. That's the dynamic. That's the space that so many people fall into right there. So I would just say, y'all, if I missed the reason, drop your comments in the comment section or whatnot. Hey, Lee, what about this reason right here? Y'all know I'm in the comment section all the time and whatnot. Anyways, y'all, make sure y'all like and subscribe to the channel. And of course, Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. I am extremely grateful for you. Have no idea. If you haven't already, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the channel. Helps reach more people. And click on the screen to watch another video or to browse through another playlist. There's also a link on the screen to check out my courses and my support groups to help you heal and understand what you've been through. Thank you so much again. I will see you in the next video. Peace.